Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the audio blog. And we're kind of realizing that we are creating. And so this episode is the bonus episode, but we're going to ask a question in this one. And we are going to bring music appreciation back. Again, not in every episode. But Imaginary Andy is here. Yeah, I am here. You are here. And it's amazing to be back on the audio blog. Yes. And we don't have a fancy studio or anything. No. I don't know why I just said that, but anyway, what we're going to do is if you're listening on Spotify, we want you to head to the episode description and we're going to ask you a question in this week's episode. Because the next episode we do is going to be a Q&A. And that's also going to be a bonus episode. So two bonus episodes in this week. This week is going to be a Halloween / Christmas.
Halloween / Christmas.
Yeah, because we missed out on Halloween and we want to do it again. So in this episode, we're going to talk about Halloween and then we're going to do Christmas. It's a bit like Phineas and Ferb's Swinter with summer. We could do that as well. Bring some summer in. Some summer vibes.
Yeah.
Some like dark sun. Yeah,
like black old sun. Like
Chris Cornell. Yeah. So I say we start off with talking about where we've been with our episodes, because we haven't really been, we've not really done much.
Well, viewers on our Facebook will think very differently.
Yeah, the viewers on our Facebook will say, hey, he's got no place, he's been live on Facebook. That's all changing. That really is. And you know, the whole thing about these episodes is like you are listening to them as of now. But the next one, we're kind of we're going to call it Mine and Andy's Road Trip, because we kind of we want to do it like a book, like a passage from a book. The next six episodes, we're doing it like, no. The ones that are music and talk, we're going to do two episodes a week. So one episode's going to be like a book where I tell a story, and then the other, what we're doing, the next episode is going to be a road trip. Like it's going to be difficult to explain it. But you know, it's going to be kind of, it's going to be another, music recommendations, but on this time we're going to do Andy's school years, or music he listened to when growing up. And I'm not going to talk about the music that I heard, because there's those episodes, you can refer back to them. They're still in the catalogue, so to speak. And we're going through, we're refreshing a lot of these episodes in the podcast, and so on and so forth.
Can I just say that there's a lot of people that have said about me in the podcasts, and they have said, like, oh, what's Andy's beliefs? What's, why hasn't Andy spoke about his beliefs?
And if you want to, like, you can talk about all of, you know, those beliefs and so on if you wish to. But the next episode's Q&A. But after Christmas, we're doing a series of episodes based on imagination through art. And that's the series that I'm doing. And I kind of want to do it like a book where, you know, chapter one, blah, 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 chapter one, you know, but it's only going to be a series and it's only going to be short. But there's this thing where audiobooks are coming to Spotify.
Oh, yeah, audiobooks.
And my thoughts on this are, see, like, Spotify is becoming the next Audible. But the issue is it locks it. So I don't know. See, SoundCloud did this, but then SoundCloud stopped. Because if you search for an audiobook on SoundCloud, it only gives you an extract. Now, whether Spotify's going to do the same thing where it gives you an extract of a book each episode, that's going to be good in a way, because you look forward to hearing the next segment. But is it going to do the books like the podcasts? I don't know. I mean, I still kind of a bit, I don't know, it's a new thing for me. But we're going to do our audio blog a little bit like an audiobook. And I'm going to be telling you I'm going to be telling you stories just... They're not going to be stories about me. They're going to be stories about me, but they're going to be stories about experiences that, I don't know, they're going to be that and more. That and what, I love this kind of, this is a new, like, and Andy, you know, you're going to tell stories as well. But in the next series. So it's going to be six stories in six episodes, or six parts. There'll be one part, and there'll be another part, and there'll be another part. But what I'll do is I'll do my stories, or my story, whatever, and then it'll be Andy. You know, I'll do six, and then Andy will do six. You know, telling a story about just anything goes. Well, actually, I've got an amazing story about how me and Rosemary, we were talking about this, and we thought maybe I could tell a story of how like, they know how we met, but a lot of people ask on the Facebook how me and Rosemary met, and I would love to do that story. Maybe you could talk about that in this episode, because you and Rosemary, you met here, didn't you? No, we met... We met each other
well before we worked with each other. So it goes back.
Oh yeah, because she used to work. Crumbs, where did she used to work before?
She used to work for a printing firm.
Yeah.
But she didn't like working for them.
No, and she worked for Geo Warehouse, didn't she?
No. She worked for a sewing factory.
Up near the Imperial it was, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a sewing. And then she worked in a bar.
Mm.
Then she worked for a printing place. And then... But I knew her in the printing place. I don't remember working in the bar, but she remembers me in the bar.
Mm.
And so on.
Well, tell you what. Why don't we pick our first Halloween choice of music?
Yeah.
Then we'll come back and we'll talk. So we're going to pick a song that we both like, and it's Don't Fear the Reaper.
What a song.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Mm.
I'm sorry, we really can't add... we can't add music to this episode. So we'll have to remove a question.
Yep.
For our listeners to do it. So maybe in the next episode you'll hear music.
Mm.
Maybe if we talk about how you met Rosemary then.
So yeah, I met her just before,
because you were working in the building. Well, I was working in the building for him.
Yeah, well, we used to go out to a bar. It was called the Matchbox.
Mm.
It's now a cafe. I can't think what it's called.
The Matchbox.
It was on Bath Street. It's now a cafe now. And then the second time I met her was in the Royal Clifton at a friend's party.
Mm.
And then the third time was in Liverpool. So I'd sort of knew her as a friend, but I never, you know, we used to sort of do stupid things, like I would go and, like, she had her friends, I had mine, you know what I mean? It was like that kind of thing. But I already had a girlfriend when, you know, we were just like friends, nothing of it.
Mm.
But, you know, we were working together. And then when Emma left, yeah, when Emma started being a bitch.
Yeah,
when she... Because she became like this big... Like, she was... hell on earth, you know.
Mm.
And
it was just like one of those things. It was just like, I can't really describe how the both of us were feeling at the time.
Mm.
So Rosemary helped me through all that. Which, you know, I think kind of was a relief, really.
Mm.
You know, because, but when me and Emma split up, she was seeing another guy.
Mm.
And she made it really difficult for me.
Yeah.
But me and Rosemary, like, we didn't, you know, we didn't go out with, I didn't go out with Rosemary to spite Emma.
Mm.
That wasn't the case. Because you were actually friends, because I remember you went with Rosemary to places. When you were, what's her name doing? So, well, yes, I mean, we were friends, like, we were, because when you were, I remember that time when you went out somewhere and you got absolutely brass drunk, and then she came round when you lived in where you just moved to that place in Row Lane, that basement flat. Oh yeah, well, that was the thing. I mean, I used to go to Rosemary's mum's a lot, because I was friends with, me and Rosemary being friends, I'd go around to her mum's for dinner, and yeah, just little things like that, like, and I was just like, I think there were those times, you know, in that, in those periods, but like, I moved with with Rosemary, like, so I moved with Emma to the basement flat, but everything seemed a bit distant because she was in the flat above.
Mm.
She'd already moved there before I did. And we got this garage, and the garage was actually, it's actually now, they've just kept the garage in the basement.
Mm.
But the garage had two sections. It had the door that led up above. Now they've kept that door, but there was an upper half of the garage, which they used for like storage, you know, for tools and shit. And then there was the lower half, which had electrics in one bit, more tools and stuff. And then the bit where you could keep cars and stuff. Well, I had like loads of boxes in there, plus three cars, which was mine, hers, and then another car which we just had. And I left, like, I left when I got there. I had a freaking amazing car. I had an Alfa Romeo car, which she took from, that Emma took from me. When she was seeing Phil. And then I had a Kia and a Mazda, and a Ford Focus. And the Ford Focus I was actually using because it was a cheaper car. And the other two cars, another Mazda, was hers, but she took the Alfa Romeo because she said I wasn't having that car when it was clearly my car. So I lost a good car, but I'm not fretting. I've got a BMW now.
You've had two of those.
I have. And then I swore I was never going to get a BMW again. So, Rosemary came back into your life after... Well, Emma was cheating on me with another guy who I kind of knew. Then she said he did something which never happened. But she was still, like, she was moving in with him slowly. And she wasn't living at that flat for ages, so I just said, right, I got a friend to move in quick, and then I moved Rosemary in with me because Emma was supposed to move in with me, but they didn't want Rosemary to move in, so they gave her a hard time, and then they gave me a hard time, and then we moved out. That's the be all and end all. But the landlords that took on my flat, like the guy who owned the place, Keith, he's now a landlord to anybody who lives in the basement because Darren's got other flats. But Darren was using that place as his go-to for as his go-to for weed. But we found out he was doing other stuff. I mean, I don't advocate for any drugs, but the people who deal that shit kind of know what they're up against. And he was being a knob. And the people who sell weed, if you're being a knob, then you kind of get shit coming to you. And he was up for parole, not for weed, because he had a gun. And he was hiding his gun, and the guy who moved in after me, Don, was being an absolute, you know, he was like, how can I say this? You get a knobhead moving in, and then you get a knobhead. Like, you get a knobhead dealing weed, and then you get a knobhead moving, like, supporting you. Like, there were knobheads there, but there was, like, he was on the knobhead position. Like, there were people there who were absolute douchebags, you know? And most of them turned to drugs, and some of them were just low lives. Like, there was stuff going down all the time. I mean, there's a woman who has recently just OD'd on heroin there. And the only reason they found out was because when they got to her, when Keith was called to check up on things, he found a dead body in one of his flats. So, but she never dealt heroin there, but she had, it was going, I mean, it was like the Hampton Road, but some people dickheads, some people, I mean, the only decent people were those people that lived on the top floor. But anyway, so yeah, and but like Rosemary had my ass and I had her ass basically, because when we moved out we went to another place on trying to think of that street that's near the metro. I know what you mean. Anyway, we went there. We stayed on that street for a while. But we lived in a house, in a big house, and had a ground floor. And then it had like, we were living in two properties. But we had half of the upstairs. And we had the whole ground floor. But then we had to move because two people. And it's like, you've got the kitchen, we've got the bathroom. And then other stuff happened, so we moved from there to here. I was all through COVID anyway. And then now we're living in, well, where we're living, not so well living. So, Andy, you're going to tell me another story about when you left home as well, because that's a very interesting tale. Yeah. I left home when I was 16. Holy crumbs.